Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, we are moving right along today. Welcome back to RM World Travel Central, everyone, here in the New York City area. And for the next few minutes, Mary and I, we're going to take you to Burlington, Vermont, located in the 14th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1791, and known as the Green Mountain State, as it's time for Destination Spotlight number 60 in our series. But before we do that, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Every traveler needs a companion, and whether it's the Platinum Collection that we travel with, the Max Light series that Rudy enjoys, or something from their other collections, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage, and you'll do none better than Travel Pro.
No, you're not. Travel Pro is the choice of flight crews, frequent travelers, and we appreciate that they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. If you're in the market for new luggage, maybe you're looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. You can check them out at TravelPro.com for all their offerings and specials, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Under sponsors.
Now let's talk Burlington, Vermont with Jeff Lawson, Vice President of Tourism, who's waiting for us on that show hotline.
Hello, Jeff. It's nice to have you here with us for today's Destination Spotlight.
Oh, hey. Thanks for having me so much. I appreciate it.
You know, I want to get right into this. For anyone listening who has never been to Burlington, you're a smaller city located about 2 hours from Montreal and a bit over 3 hours or so from Boston. I know we've done that drive. Companies such as Ben & Jerry's and Seventh Generation are based there. But I was surprised to see how young the population is, with a median age of just around 27 years of age. Is that because you're also home to the University of Vermont and several other colleges?
That is exactly why, yes. We're about 38 to 40,000 people when college is not in session. So that also includes colleges outside of Burlington, like St. Michael's Colleges, and smaller colleges apart from the university, like Champlain College.
Sure.
So in this, when school's in session, our young population really spikes pretty heavily, and that's why you see that average age of 27.
It's a youthful city.
Definitely. So, Jeff, we've heard some people say that the Burlington waterfront has some of the best sunsets in the country, so I'd like you to weigh in on that, and then share with us how special that four-block Church Street Marketplace is. So sunset and the Church Street Marketplace.
That's a great pair of questions there. Our sunsets are actually fantastic. It's pretty rare for a New England town to face west across the water, but we're up here in the northwestern corner of New England. And across Lake Champlain, which is one of the country's largest bodies of water, we get to see the sunset over the Adirondack Mountains in New York. And it's typically pretty spectacular. If you jump on Instagram and check out hashtag Burlington, you're going to see a lot of really, really beautiful sunsets. And in fact, in a recent study, sunsets are one of the top three experiences that Burlington residents list as their favorites. I didn't ever think of them as experiences before I heard that, but it's really an integral part of living here.
Right.
And certainly will be a great part of visiting here.
Right.
The Church Street Marketplace is a really wonderful four-block pedestrian retail shopping mall that's been in the city since probably the mid-late 80s. I'm from around here, and actually I don't remember it being born, so it must have been around the mid-80s. But it's built by the same architects that built the pedestrian mall in Boulder. If people have been there, that can give them a sense of what it is. But in the summertime, it's a really nice place for people watching. And it's a great place to get a bite to eat at a few of the great restaurants in town and also do some shopping. And we really stress local in our shopping, so you find retailers both on and off the marketplace that will sell a lot of Vermont-made goods that are known.
Well, that's what we've liked about it. I mean, clearly the restaurants and the shops, though, they're no question. And I know sometimes you're referred to as the Boulder of the East, but Burlington has some excellent skiing nearby with Smuggler's Notch, Stowe, and Sugarbush. It's a fun winter destination for sure. Hockey, I know, is big there. But, Jeff, I'd say you're a lot more than that because you also offer hiking and cycling, different water sports depending on the time of the year. So, I mean, a lot more than just skiing, right?
A lot more than skiing. That's one of the great things about Burlington is not just its proximity to the outdoors, but its proximity to an incredible variety of outdoor activities. We sit on the lake, and so you've got boating, you've got kayaking, stand-up paddle boarding, fishing. And then if you want to head into the mountains, either the Greens or the Adirondacks across the lake, you've got all the hiking you want to do, all the camping you want to do up there. And then when the weather turns cold and the snow falls, yeah, we're all about skiing and riding. And the truth is, Burlington's a lot closer to the Green Mountains and some of the resorts people have heard about, you know, Stowe or Sugarbush, for example. It's 45 minutes from downtown Burlington. It's not a long drive.
No, it's not.
By anybody's standards, really. And if you want to go do some backcountry skiing, Bolton Valley is, 35 minutes from downtown Burlington with some of the best backcountry terrain in the Northeast.
You know, one other thing we just wanted to get to, we'll get to it really quickly, and then we have our last question we'd like to ask you. Sustainability is big there. You know, and if we have our facts right, about 5 years ago now, Burlington became the first city in the U.S. to supply 100% of your electricity needs through renewable energy sources. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct, yes. The McNeil Generating Station actually burns wood chips in order to power its electricity generating capabilities. And those wood chips are actually sourced in about a 60-mile radius of the Burlington area. The rest of our energy is generated from a portfolio of hydroelectric dams as well as solar power.
Yeah, I thought that was great. Really did.
Very impressive.
We're super proud of that.
Jeff, so we're about to run out of time. Last question from us, and if you're familiar with the series on our program, it's the one we ask almost every guest when we spotlight a destination in the U.S. Give us one fact that might surprise our audience about Burlington and maybe entice them to come visit.
Let's see. That's a good question. I was going to use the energy efficiency one.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
Really, what I'll tell you is Burlington's airport is surprisingly capable. We have direct flights to Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, Charlotte, Philly, Washington, New York. You can get from a lot of places directly to Burlington, a surprising number, and a lot of people actually don't know that, so they don't consider it.
All right. Well, there we go.
Very
so, listen,
good.
Jeff,
well
thank you very much. We appreciate your time today. And, folks, you can find out more at vermont.org. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks for having me, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Jeff. Take care.
All right, Mary. Burlington, Vermont. There goes Jeff.
That's right. And something we didn't have a chance to talk about but just want to briefly mention is all of their farm-to-table and locally sourced restaurants. They do a fantastic job with that.
They do.
The cheeses, the produce.
And that is going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week. We still have another new hour straight ahead. We hope you're all going to stick around for that. After these messages, Mary and I and Rudy will be back. And, of course, we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.